This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With a symbolic changing of flags, the command of troops in southern Afghanistan shifted from U.S. to NATO control today. NATO will now lead forces from 37 countries in six southern Afghan provinces. That area has seen a major resurgence of the Taliban and the worst fighting since the Taliban was overthrown in 2001.
We're going to hear what this transfer of command means. We'll also hear the story of a U.S. Army sergeant who was injured in Afghanistan. First, to the BBC's Alistair Leithhead, who was at today's ceremony at Kandahar Airfield. I asked him how the mission will change under NATO command.
The thrust, really, of the American-led coalition mission here has been counter-terrorism. It's been really an area where there haven't been that many troops, southern Afghanistan. A lot of the provinces here have been pretty much left their own devices. For example, Helmand province, where there's now thousands of British troops stationed. There were only about 150 American troops based for the majority of those 4.5 years since the war. But what's going to happen now is that with NATO's mission is to try and extend that to sort of, okay, counterinsurgency, but really to try and help the government of Afghanistan bring development, bring better governance to these provinces. They're very lawless places. They've been run by remnants of the Taliban. They've been run by drug barons, by warlords for the last few years. And they have to try and break that status quo. And in order to do that, of course, they have to bring security to these places.
It seems that in the years leading up till now, one huge problem has been lack of reconstruction, lack of jobs, and at the same time, an upsurge in opium production, which also fuels the insurgency. Is there any strategy that NATO has to try to deal with any of those problems?
Well, drugs certainly is a biggie. Helmand province this year will have produced, well, probably in amount of poppies harvested, at least half of the whole of Afghanistan's opium crop. It's looking like it's going to be a record crop this year. So certainly the efforts over the last few years have done very little to tackle that problem. So that is really a key area that's got to be resolved here. It's not clear as yet quite how that's going to be done under the mission objectives.
And what about the role of Pakistan and whether or not Pakistan is cooperating in trying to stop Taliban activity on the border?
Well, this is something you hear a lot of the time here on the ground in Afghanistan. Everyone you speak to in towns or villages, they blame Pakistan. They say that these fighters are coming across the border. It's a very porous border. There's no way you can block off that border. Some people question whether or not Pakistan could do something about it and just isn't. But it does seem that the Pakistan government, they say that they're doing everything they can. They say they've put 80,000 of their troops along that border, which is way more than the combination of the coalition and the NATO forces here in Afghanistan.
You know, at the same time that NATO is taking command there in the south of Afghanistan, the Secretary General of NATO seems to be expressing some doubts about international commitment to this mission in Afghanistan. Does that seem to be a problem?
I think the one thing that the people have looked at over the last 5 years in Afghanistan is to say, well, the reason things have got bad again here is because the resources didn't come in because Iraq came along and because that dragged resources elsewhere. So people are saying here that if NATO, with the forces they have, are committed to the long-term stability of this country and a mission that will take years, then great. But if they get pulled off elsewhere, or if individual countries lose the stomach for this because it's too much of a fight, as we've seen with the British forces in the last few months, they've lost six troops, the Canadians here in Kandahar, they've lost around 10 of their forces. Whether or not these countries that came into Afghanistan expected it to be a walk in the park, or whether they sold it to their population as being a much easier mission than, in fact, it was always going to be a difficult one. Well, that is perhaps the question as to whether or not those NATO countries have the resolve to maintain their presence here. That will only resolve itself and would only come clear in the coming years.
Alistair Leithhead, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead speaking with us from the Kandahar airfield in southern Afghanistan.